Today's reading is Acts 14. This can be found on page 1109 of the Pew Bibles and 1716 of the large print Bibles. Acts 14. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Gentiles believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there, speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to do miraculous signs and wonders. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostles. There was a plot afoot among the Gentiles and Jews, together with their leaders, to ill-treat them and stone them. But they found out about it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe, and to the surrounding country, where they continued to preach the good news. In Lystra there sat a man crippled in his feet, who was lame from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gates because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to them. But when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered round him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. They preached the good news in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God," they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting, committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came into Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Lord. Bless us today and speak to us that we go from this place different, having heard from you. Amen. So, what is church? I'm really, really hoping you've got it by now. I mean, we're halfway through, probably a little bit. No, we're more than that. We know less than that. Anyway, wherever we are, doesn't matter. Today we're looking at Acts 14. Quite a long reading, and did very well with that. Several issues came out of this when I was looking at it. I was looking at it and thinking, there's several things here. Healing was included in that as well, and it's quite interesting. Yesterday, of course, we had the healing training day with John Coles, so can't wait to see how that impacts what we do here as well. But, I mean, I'm going to ask, how many of you have had an encounter with God this week? How many of you had an encounter with God? Yeah, lots of hands going up. Isn't it amazing how we encounter God? How many of you feel that you are being transformed by his spirit? I hope all your hands go up on this point. It's amazing, isn't it, how God transforms us by his spirit. And that's very much like what I've been going on about, I know, if you recall from previous weeks. To me, it's the church, it's the people who encounter Jesus And they are the people who are being transformed so that they transform. You know, we encounter Jesus, we are transformed, and then we lead others, don't we, to be transformed through knowing Jesus. It's continual, isn't it? We carry Jesus. We carry the truth of him to the world. We do. I always say we are his PR on earth, and that's quite scary, isn't it, really? But we are, actually. Last week, we were reminded that we are called to go and preach the gospel. David did a great job at that, didn't he? We're called to go and preach it. Get out there. To be Jesus to others. To do it. People who know that Jesus is God. To be them people. He is alive. To know he in him. In him we are, not only we are forgiven, we are restored, and we are received in our Jesus. Do you know that? We are forgiven, restored, and received. How God wants to know us. Isn't that just awesome, amazing that God wants to know us? I always think that, my God wants to know me? Me? So here we have this wonderful scripture, don't we? Once again, we have these two great men of early church, Paul, the theologian. I don't just call him a theologian. He's also a mover and a shaker, isn't he, in the church? He really did shake things up. I like him. And also Barnabas, the encourager. Oh, we so need St. Barnabas, don't we, in the church today? And more of us just to be like St. Barnabas, just encourage. But they are working together as a team for the proclamation of Jesus. Together. We are all called to work together as a team, you and me together, to encourage, to teach, to lead others, to be disciples. That's what we're called to do. Not just me on my own, all of us. God's church, God's people. That's what we've been looking at over these weeks, isn't it? What it means. Don't you love the fact that Paul and Barnabas, that scripture at the beginning just says, they were just doing the usual thing. They were going as usual. As usual, they were going to the synagogue, as usual. And I love that word, as usual. It's very kind of just the everyday business, really, wasn't it? As usual. And yet, they bring something more with them, don't they? It says they went, as usual, to the Jewish synagogue. Paul and Barnabas, though, don't turn their backs there on the Jews, you see. They continue to go to them before they even go to the Gentiles, the non-Christians. And I thought, wouldn't I love it if one day I walked in here and I speak about Jesus and many believe. Although, let's be honest, I'm actually preaching to the converted here. And that got me thinking, because those in the synagogue weren't converted. They didn't know about Jesus. They hadn't had that. They didn't know he was the Son of God at that point. He wasn't preaching to the converted, were they? We have to go where the people haven't heard, haven't we? We have to go where the message has not been heard. We need to ask ourselves here, where is our mission field? Where is our mission field? Where is your mission field? It might be where you work. It might be at your school or or wherever, you know, or your neighbours or your family. Where is your mission field? Where's my mission field? Where can I go and be as usual and spread the word? But the word of God, the truth is, has a way of causing problems for those who don't believe. Have you ever noticed that? I have. As soon as I became a Christian, I noticed it caused problems for an awful lot of people. To me, this is just proves, though, the power of the Spirit. Why would people get so angry about something that has no power? Why would they get so angry about it? To me, it just proves that the Holy Spirit is stirring up the darkness. That wonderful saying, the light extinguishes the darkness. It fights back the darkness, though, doesn't it? And sometimes we're called to be in that place. Of course, sadly, here, we have the Jews. The Jews poisoning the minds of those who are feeling separate from the message at this point. They know where to go. They know who to go to. The Gentiles, the non-Jews, who don't feel included. Hit out in the place. They look at the weakness and they go, oh, we have the power to cause division. We can lay poison with our words, or we can bring grace and peace. As God's people, we all must always watch our words, mustn't we? We talked in James about the power of the tongue to curse or to bless. But the words are the most wonderful tool we have for the gospel message. and also against the gospel. Think about what you say. Think about who you are in that way. Here, though, Barnabas and Paul are not put off, are they, by the poison that's been laid and what they've got. They continue to speak boldly about Jesus. They don't give up. We must trust in the power of God and keep doing the right thing. Keep preaching Jesus. Keep preaching him. And what happens when we stand in grace and keep proclaiming Jesus? Well, do you know what? He turns up. God turns up. He does. We encounter him and things are transformed. The church in action is Jesus in action. That's the truth. I really want people to tell me when God has done something in their lives. I want to hear about the healings that happen, the miracles that happen. I want to hear what is unexpected, what God does. And I want us to share those things and keep sharing those things. And I want us to encourage each other. I want us to see more testimony on this stage of people saying, do you know what God did in my life this week? God does amazing things. Our witness raises faith and expectation. It's great that you put your hands up. I've had an encounter with God this week. Fantastic. Tell people about it. I'm feeling transformed by the Holy Spirit. Tell people about it. Raise expectation. Our God makes a difference. Our Jesus makes a difference. But in this scripture, we're very much dealing with the split. There are divided. We live in division. We live with division. We always will until the Son of Man comes back. Someone comes along and does something good. How many times do we see that? And we stand against them. Someone comes and shakes your religious ways. We find we can't cope anymore. Jesus was involved with the mess. He was involved with the difficult things. The biggest opposition to Jesus was his own people. The Pharisees, the religious people of the time, and they went as far as to seek to kill him. And here in this scripture, they're about to stone Barnabas and Paul. What are they stoning him for? Teaching Jesus. And Paul and Barnabas are never put off. They escape. But what does it say? They carry on preaching the gospel. They just keep preaching the gospel. They don't give up. Would we do the same? Would you do the same? Would you keep preaching the gospel? Do we keep preaching the gospel? If people said you couldn't share Jesus, what would you do? What would I do? We have so much freedom in our country here. But they continue with a mission. Nothing stops them. The same should be true here in New Barnet. Nothing should stop us. Being Jesus, preaching Jesus, going out there, being Jesus in action, the church. And then we have this wonderful healing story in the middle of it, don't we? We read here, a crippled man, lame from birth, serious, this is serious stuff. But it says you could see his faith. I love that. We know he was one of those people you look at and you just know they have faith. Do you know you've got those people that you have in your life where you look at them and you just see Jesus in them. They're just there, isn't he? He's just, you know, and they affect you in a certain way. Just the words they say and who they are. You can see their faith. Paul commands him, stand up. Because he sees this man has faith to respond. And he does. And so often it's quite easy to forget who heals, isn't it? It's Jesus that heals. He's powerful. It's never about us. Never has been about us. About him. He heals. And next bit, of course, Paul and Barnabas, mistaken for gods. We can understand it. Do you know there was an ancient story at the time about those particular gods that were mentioned visiting that area? And they hadn't recognized these two gods, apparently. And they destroyed a town. That was the sort of story that had gone round. Hence, this is why the people, you can understand, they're coming from where they know. This is why the people saw this healing and then they were fearful. They were fearful that they'd be destroyed because they hadn't recognized the gods. So it makes sense that they would make such a fuss about Paul and Barnabas and the miraculous signs. You can see where they're coming from. They're coming out of what they think they know. And Paul and Barnabas have a real job trying to talk to them at this point. The other issue was that they, the crowd was speaking in their native language. It's quite like they just didn't understand a lot of what was being said. They misunderstood what Paul and Barnabas were saying. And then we have this wonderful picture, don't we, of Paul and Barnabas tearing their clothes. They do something physical to show the grief, to say, actually, you know, what we're trying to say here is, you've got it wrong here. It's Jesus that heals. So they tore their clothes, a sign of sorrow. They hadn't been understood. Jesus wasn't getting the glory. So they do something physical to show that. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus for them, isn't it? So these people that start to worship their other gods and give them credit for healing. Really difficult. Sometimes we're in difficult places and to do difficult things. I wonder in our lives if we ever give credit to the wrong God. I was thinking about that. Rather than seeking Jesus and glorifying him, do we glorify things of this world? Do we? Yeah, sometimes we do, don't we? Money, fame, success. All sorts of stuff can be a God. But without his power, without the power of Jesus, without him being first and foremost, our God, first, without the Spirit working in our lives, through our lives, we will never achieve as much as we could with him. We need his Spirit. We need God first in our life. We need Jesus, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, first in our life. And we need to worship him with our life. Here, they, I say, are thinking Paul and Barnabas are gods. But Paul and Barnabas put them straight away. They're saying, straight away, they're going, do you know what? That's not right. They make it clear, healing is because of the living God. Jesus is God. He's alive. There is no other God. Only he created all that exists. Only he. Only he is the way to know the Father and be filled with the Spirit. Only Jesus. Even after all the amazing stuff, after the healing, the declaration, though, still the people turn against Paul. Isn't that amazing? Isn't this amazing? This miraculous healing, these words that they're talking, saying, and still the people turn against him. The thing is, we're all looking for a rose garden. But you know, actually, read through the Word of God, Jesus never promised us a rose garden. He promised he would walk with us through it. He takes us through it. He didn't say it would be easy. Didn't say, he said, actually, follow me. Follow me, and actually, it's not going to be so easy. Paul still got stoned. You think about it, it was very easy to whip over that bit. Paul got stoned. It wasn't easy. I don't think getting stoned was easy. He suffered. He still suffered. But he knows who he is. He knows who's in him. And he knows who's with him. Jesus. He knows. He knows there is more than this life. He knows that. And the amazing bit I liked there was the great bit here, is when it says he was stoned, but the disciples gathered around him. The church. What does that say to you and me about how we should be with each other? They share the pain. We should share each other's pain. Stand around each other. Help each other. Share in the pain. And then, of course, he goes. He leaves. But he leaves with Barnabas. Again, not on his own. The church is God's team, working together to bring the message of the kingdom about. When we hurt together. When we're joyful, we'll be joyful together. We will help each other. We'll be there for each other. Nothing stops those men, did it? Nothing stopped them. They go, they preach again, and there is blessing. And it says a large number believed. They don't give up. We cannot give up. We, God's church, cannot give up today. And there were those wonderful, powerful words in that scripture. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. It's not easy. But they continue to preach, to lead others to the truth, regardless of the hardships. Let's be there for each other. So what things should we take away from this? Well, firstly, let's persevere. Persevere. We will not always be popular, I have to tell you. We will not be popular for preaching Jesus. Life can be hard. But the point here is Jesus walks this road with us. We are not alone. We have the power of God on our side. We walk in the power of the Spirit. We have each other, holding each other up, reminding each other of the God we know, that he is living. He is not dead, he is living. We have a God who can do miracles, a God who heals and does heal. We have testimonies, and we must give him the glory. So yeah, the church is a family, isn't it? Should be a family. It's the workforce on earth to lead others to hope. And we will have hard times. We'll have those hard times together. But it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it because our God is amazing. And we know how it ends. We have the prize. The prize is Jesus. We will be at peace forever with him. As we allow the Spirit to work in us, we can be full of joy and contentment, regardless of our circumstances, like Paul was. When we support each other, love each other, and allow God to do what he needs to do in us. We have won the victory. It was won by Jesus, not by us, on the cross. We've just got to finish the battle. We're in the now and the not yet. He is here with us. Always with us. But he's also coming. He's going to rescue us and bring wholeness for eternity. His Spirit living in us brings peace and joins us with heaven as well as earth. This is the God we know and serve and love together. Support each other. Proclaim Jesus. Share your stories of encounter and transformation. Walk his way and never let go. Let's never let go. And let's never let go together as God's church. I'm going to end there. I just want to lead us now. Just a moment. If you just want to think for a moment, maybe there's something there has just spoken to you. Perhaps you're having a really hard time. Perhaps you need to share it with people. Perhaps you're thinking, I just don't know if I've quite had that encounter and transformation. Ask Lord to meet you in this moment. Ask the Lord to help you be the church, to really make a difference, and to persevere. Ask him who there is in your communities that you could talk to about Jesus and make a difference. Should we just stand if you can, and I'll just pray. I know there's always someone available to prayer ministry over there if anyone does want prayer. But let's just ask the Holy Spirit now just to speak to our hearts. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you that we are the church. Release in us, Lord Jesus, more of your power. That we see healings, miraculous signs. Lord, more than anything, we see people come to know you, powerfully know you. Lord, I pray in this room that there be more encounters this week with you. And Lord, that we would be transformed every day to be more like you. And Lord, put on our minds those that we need to reach to. Lord, put on our minds those neighbours, those friends, those people at work that just need to know there's a God who loves them. And Lord, help us to have mouths that sing your praise, words that encourage. Help us not to bring division. Lord, be with us now. And Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit. And as we worship, Lord, let's receive our healing and our blessing.